Josh has a word for the congregation he wants to share. So you come on up. It's already on. Okay. Amen.
I always hate these sponges on these microphones because I feel like it's a filter for bad feelings. I want everybody first to understand that I have a tendency to be very dry and to the point. Some of y'all that know me, you know what I'm talking about, but some of you who are new here, you don't. For years, Craig has called this the war room. We war against principalities. We war against spiritual anything. And last month, I've been under such a terrible attack against character flaws that I have, old demons that just Satan knows where to get me. And I realized that this is called a sanctuary for a reason. On a battlefield, you have a makeshift hospital that'll be set up. And both opposing sides have respect for the fact that those are sanctuaries. Okay? And just like this sanctuary, Chuck, could you hit that door, please? Thank you. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Y'all be quiet in there. So Satan knows that this is our sanctuary and that every single one of us represents a doctor to the person next to us, to our fellow man. And that's what we're here for, okay? We are here to build up each other. We are the iron that sharpens each other. We are somebody's hope, somebody's sanctuary. And when you used to call this the war room and say, oh, we bring our battles into here, and I thought, no, we don't. If I get up every morning and put on the armor of God, and I walk out of my house, and I don't go on the battlefield and I don't fight that battle, why'd I take the time to get dressed? Why did I take the time to act like I'm going to go and fight? There's people in this room that have been fighting the same battle for the last 40 years. I'm looking in your eyes and I know it. Every day when you come into this sanctuary, every Sunday, you're like, oh man, I just got all this on me and I need to bring it in here. But you're not fighting the battle on the battlefield. You're trying to fight the battle in the sanctuary. And it dawned on me that it's not just in this sanctuary. It's in every church, every Christian, everywhere. Very, very few of us recognize the fact that we put on that armor for a reason. That we have to fight that battle every single day. And instead, we take the battle and we bring it to Jesus. Now, you've all heard, God doesn't give you more than you can handle, right? Wrong. He gives you 80% that you can't handle and 20% you can. I send my kids out to do yard work. I only give them about 20%. I'm out there doing the 80. I turn around. There's the weed eater. There's the lawnmower. There's no kids. Okay? Kids, what happened? Oh, well, we couldn't get the weed eater started. The trimmer line's all jacked up in it. And we couldn't get the lawnmower to crank. Why didn't you come get me? I don't know. How many of you bring your battle in here and set it right here and say, okay, Jesus, there it is. I'm going to leave you with it. You got it. I ain't dealing with it. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. And one day you're 30 years old and your kids are little. And the next day you're 40 years old and your kids are middle school. And the next day you're 50 and you're 60 and your kids are graduating. And you're still fighting the same stupid battle. If any of you in here are dealing with the same battle that you just can't seem to get any victory over, I want you to ask yourself right now, am I still bringing it in here and giving it to God when God's given it to me to fight in the first place? Am I just taking every single thing that I have to face? God's given me the power. He's given me the strength. He's given me the grace. He's given me the knowledge. He's given me every single tool, and I'm not doing what He's asked me to do. And it takes me falling in my own life to stop and say, why am I doing this? Why have I let this battle be won by the enemy? And then I realized, as long as I'm breathing, I'm warring. And the only place that I have sanctuary is in fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And I feel like when Craig mentioned this last year, God wants holiness for the church to have its revival, for the wheat to separate from the tares. The wheat has to be holy. The tares represent people not really just taking every single thing that God has given them and using it in their lives. Taking everything for granted. Those are the tares. They're going to be thrown out. And you know what's funny about tares? I bet y'all didn't know this, okay? They bundle it up. This is good. Y'all want to write this down? Y'all recording this? They bundle the tares and they pour molten gold through it. That's how they filter gold. That's the last refining process of gold. So I want every one of you in here to think about that today. If any of you, just focus on that. And if any of you has a battle that you refuse to fight, just look, bring it up here. Openly declare it today. You don't have to say what the fight is. But you can come to us, any of us, Craig, Alexis, Dustin, anybody. We have no problem praying in agreement to say, this battle needs to be recognized. This battle needs to be fought. This battle needs to be won. Because, I mean, what's the good of saying, oh, victory in Jesus? What, does it make you feel good? John Eldridge said the song that he absolutely hates is God's Army. I may never march in the cavalry, shoot the artillery, ride a horse, do all this stuff, but I'm in the Lord's Army. What are you doing? Just playing a ukulele and tapping a drum. Maybe you're a nurse in the sanctuary. Who knows? But it's something that I've really just been watching lately with God's people. Playing church. Pretending that they have this victory. And pretending every single day that they are overcoming. And, I mean, every time I hear about somebody's kid calling them and telling them what a terrible parent they are, and I'm thinking, why'd you answer the phone? You let them win. You let Satan win that battle. Every time you think, oh, my job's just getting me down. No. God fulfills His blessings in your life by giving you that job. Don't look at it as a hassle. Look at it as a blessing. And guess what? You're going to till a field, you're going to get rocks, right? You're going to get weeds. You're going to run over an anthill that you didn't see. And then you got another problem. Because you got them running up your leg. That's life. Quote Mel Brooks, life stinks. I mean, it's great. But I realized a while back, if I win my battle at 4:37 in the afternoon, sitting in the cab of my truck, and I get victory over whatever it is that's coming against me, the rest of my day is the most victorious feeling I've ever had. And any stress that I have throughout my day, just cast off. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't bring me down. I go home. I walk through the door. My kids hug me. My wife hugs me. My cats run up to me. Everything's beautiful. It's great. And I realize that the victory God wants us to have isn't how hard we come in here and worship. It's not how much we come in here and pray. It's not how many times we cry in the sanctuary. But it's how we utilize the sanctuary. Do we come in here and use this sanctuary for the healing place that it is? To say my entire day, Monday through Saturday, has been spent warring against principalities that I cannot cast out, but I can say, you have no dominion over me anymore. That's what the sanctuary is for. It's not a war room.